good job here. Couple wins here. You get to 12 wins for the second consecutive year. Never been done in program history. You're now 6-2 in conference play. But you guys took care of business and scored 11 unanswered runs in the first game. And then you take care of business in the second game, 15-0 in four innings here. And I guess you had to be pretty happy about overall today with how your team took care of business here against Hugoton.
You know, I was expecting a little bit of a different game, that outcome. You know, it was beautiful weather. And, you know, Hugoton, their pitcher has really improved since last year. And our girls kind of struggled with it a little bit at the beginning. And, you know, overall, I'm pretty proud of the girls. Not to, like, bad talk Hugoton, but, you know, it seems like some of those girls are just kind of ready for the season to be over with. And, you know, they weren't cheering each other on even in the dugout and stuff like that. And, you know, that's sometimes it's kind of hard to, you know, keep competing throughout the game. And, you know, I just kept telling the girls to, you know, compete, stay at your level, and just keep cheering on the girls, just have fun, you know. And, you know, I think the girls realize that, and, you know, I challenged them a little bit to cheer a little bit louder, and they did.
Yeah, that they did. I could hear them loud and clear the whole game from where I was sitting here. But you talk a little bit about Hugoton. Yes, they are struggling this year a little bit, but you mentioned McClure, and I thought she had probably one of the more impressive rise balls I've seen all year.
You know, she probably has the best rise ball in the league. You know, she's really not a bad not a bad pitcher. You know, the struggle is their catcher a little bit, if you ask, in my opinion. You know, they have a couple of slap hitters, and they might be a little I can kind of tell they're not really used to slap hitting, but, you know, those girls are trying, and they got a couple of good nice little slap bunts a little bit, but, you know, Bailey did really well about defending that at third, and, you know, Caitlin did really well about pitching it. She jammed them up pretty good and then kind of took it on the outside and caught them a little surprised, and, you know, Caitlin had all together throughout both games, I think she had about 10 or 11 strikeouts, and, you know, that's pretty impressive for Caitlin.
As the day went, you decided to start her in game two, and that worked out well for you. She got better as the day went, and I guess better. She was pretty much perfect. No hitter through the second game, retired 11 of 12, or make that 12 of 13 batters faced, and just an error there away from a perfect game, but still, that's pretty dominating, and it also helped to have good defense behind her, and that was pretty fortunate for you guys today as well.
Actually, I was going to pitch Lindy the second game because Lindy hasn't seen the mound for a couple of games, and, you know, Caitlin has to pitch two games tomorrow, and I wanted to give Lindy a little more varsity pitching experience, and I figured if anything, this game will be a good one for us, but, you know, Caitlin kind of looked at me like, oh, man, and I looked at her, and she's like, I'm feeling it right now, I really want to pitch the second game, and I was like, well, prove it to me, and you know, she did a really good job, and like you said, she almost pitched a no-hitter, so she proved me wrong. So, you know, congrats to Caitlin. I know she'll have enough gas for tomorrow, and because, you know, tomorrow is going to determine if we win league or not tomorrow.
Yeah, that's I was going to kind of lead into that. Does Caitlin want a game ball or something for that performance? I mean, tomorrow, you mentioned that it's going to be a big doubleheader with Ulysses coming into town, and you kind of had a makeup game from Tuesday. It's kind of a wild scenario for you guys, and of course, a lot on the line, and you tried not to put that much pressure on your team, but you also have top spot in the regional. You're guaranteed a top two seed in the regional anyway, but it's also league implications and regional implications tomorrow.
Yeah, we were kind of put in a sticky situation for playing on a Saturday, and a couple of girls have family stuff going on, and you know, family does come first. You know, but I think the girls are always ready for a challenge, and, you know, we were practicing a little bit for actually Saturday's game because, you know, we're going to be missing both of our third basemen, and we're going to be missing our first baseman tomorrow, and you know, two of those girls are our starting girls, and, you know, they're also very important in our lineup as well. So, you know, that just means a couple of more girls are going to have to step up. I'm probably going to have to bring a couple of girls up from JV, and they'll see a little bit of varsity field tomorrow. And, you know, I know those other girls are going to be playing. They are. They're ready for a challenge. And, you know, I really believe that this team will do it.
All right. Should be fun one here tomorrow, 4-6. It's kind of nice, your next six games, including today here, last six games of the season at home, and middle third of that doubleheader at home tomorrow with Ulysses, and should be another great day for some softball. And Coach Aaron Myers joining us here postgame. Thanks as always, Coach. Congratulations on another doubleheader sweep, and good luck to you guys coming up here tomorrow.
Thank you, Adam.